We've got it. This transmission
is coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we are live, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the Orlando Hotline Center that in its decades and decades of history has never sold out. How many? Hey, folks. You know what? When we come back from break in the next segment, because some stations don't carry this segment, I'll ask that question. But I'm curious, how many years has this been here? 50-plus years, it's never sold out, and it is a sellout crowd here tonight. We've got the doors open and people starting to file in. We're about 2 hours away from the kickoff of my speech and a documentary film I'm going to premiere and a lot more here in Orlando, 810, and the great crew that's here. I really enjoy all the shows that are on the air here. I really like this affiliate, and I like the fact that the program director and station manager, Carl, actually is the type of guy that will actually call people up and talk to them. So he's an interesting fella. I had to come out here and meet him. And about 6 months ago or so, I said, yeah, I'll come out there and speak to you guys, and because he asked. And now it's got me in trouble because we've got over 100 AM and FM affiliates now, and they're all saying, you will come to our town. You know, we're on in Tampa. We're on three or four other stations in Florida. They're all like, why are you not coming here? Well, I will not allow the TSA when I'm with my family to grab their genitals. I'm un-American. In America, the new American flag will be someone's genitals being squeezed, I guess. No, I'm serious. Like an ostrich having his genitals squeezed. Excuse me, I'm not trying to be funny. It's disgusting. And so I'm driving in an RV, so I barely got enough time to then race back to Austin. So I spoke in Dallas. I'm speaking here. It's kind of a beta test, but I do intend to try these trips every 2 months or so and try to visit five or six affiliates on each swath through the country. But in the future, I probably won't bring my children with me on every trip because, let me tell you, that turns into a three-ring circus. Your wife, your three children, and the two French bulldogs hurtling down the road. All right. In the next 2 hours, I plan on getting some of the local talk show hosts and also We Are Change, activist group from right here in Florida, who they're in Pinellas County. A million people in that county just got the fluoride taken out last year. I plan to try to get them to pop in, some of the folks that were coming through, coming up in the second hour today. And I will be giving my speech, Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order. But after the break, I'm going to get into the news. Here it is, out of the Jerusalem Post, also Ynet News. It's also in Haaretz over in Israel, or Haaretz. People always correct me, potato, patata, Haaretz, Haaretz, whatever. But here it is, U.S. to announce aerial blockade of Syria. Now, we heard that 8-9 months ago. It wasn't a war. It was just drones and jet aircraft blowing up the country and putting al-Qaeda in charge. And I'm told that I love the Muslim extremists because I don't want to put al-Qaeda in charge. That's common sense would show insane. But we're going to be breaking that down today. It's a big deal. It's another war. And what happens is the corrupt interests that run our country send in proxy armies, basically Saudi Arabian terrorists and others, Wahhabists, and they then attack these countries like Libya and Syria. And I'm not saying Gaddafi or Assad are good people. The point is those were stable regimes that were even working with the West in many cases. And then they put the extremists in and destroy the country and start ethnic and religious cleansing, and the Christians get thrown out. And that's what al-Qaeda has said in Syria. They said, we're going to kill the Christians. We're not going to just kick you out. If we get you, we're going to kill you. So, of course, Christians have been there since the time of Paul. He was on the road to Damascus, you know, getting knocked off his horse. That's 2,000 years ago, roughly. But no more. No more, because we have to put al-Qaeda in to kill the Christians because we're fighting the Muslim extremists. And again, I'm anti-America because I don't want the TSA going in my pants and I don't like al-Qaeda. But there you go. So we're going to be breaking that down. Huge news. Another giant war ahead of an attack on Iran as well. We'll be covering that after the break. Also, World Bank wants to control the high seas. And this is just Agenda 21 over the oceans. We're going to be breaking that down. And also, all over the U.S., England, Canada, you name it, parents are being arrested if their children draw images of guns. The nanny state is the enslavement state. It's all coming up today, the 26th of February, this Sunday. Stay with us.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
But I'm not coming to you from FEMA Region 6 as my Sunday radio show liner introduces me. That's Texas under the 6th region of the FEMA command system of the New World Order and NORTHCOM that is over the United States. No, I come to you from deep in the heart of Florida, Orlando, where they've got the big NASCAR race going on right now. And they've also got Obama here for the NBA All-Star Game. But I am here to give a speech after the radio show to a capacity crowd of over 1,000 people. They tell me that this Orlando High Life facility was built in the late 1950s, more than 50 years ago, and that it has never sold out this very nice auditorium in here. But tonight is different. In fact, they're even selling overflow tickets to the broadcaster sports boxes up above us. So that shows that liberty and freedom are popular, and you can't suppress the signal of human destiny and human desire to not be slaves, just like even if they engage in election fraud and block Ron Paul. It doesn't matter. He really is still winning. Even if he doesn't win the presidency, he wins by getting the word out. Now, again, we just opened the doors, and I don't know, a few hundred people have come in so far to hear the radio broadcast and see it in the flesh. And we're going to, again, watch this fill up the next 2 hours or so before I give my speech. And we are broadcasting to millions of people right now as well, and also simulcasting video at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to say the great folks here at the Big 810 Talker in Orlando are just wonderful folks. I've met much of the crew, many of the talk show hosts, the local talk show hosts, wonderful people. We're going to have some of them popping in the second hour. And I want to say something here about all of our affiliates before I get into the news. I don't talk enough about the fact, several issues here, that we are on over 100 AM and FM stations, despite how, quote, radical and dangerous I am, as much of the corporate prostitute media has said. It shows that freedom is an idea whose time has come, that more and more stations are picking us up. But still, to put somebody on the radio that wants the Bill of Rights and Constitution and will defend the Republic 110%, that is unprecedented. And so there is courage with our AM and FM affiliates to put this on the air, just like there's courage in the last 2 years for XM Channel 166 to put the weekday show on. Because as Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce and feared man, hated and scorned. But in a time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And that is certainly the case. And I just want to say the people that are here tonight are the type of folks that are actually looking for liberty and freedom and who are involved. And I salute you for being here. You're awesome. No, I salute you. I salute you. Now, I want to get into some of the news, just huge news. All of it is obviously off the charts, and unfortunately is exactly what we've predicted would happen. But I do want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates. I do want to thank all of our sponsors, our listeners, the program directors out there. I mean, take somebody like Mark Caesar in Austin, Texas, who now for over 6 years has had us on 590 AM that it used to be owned by President Lyndon Baines Johnson. You know, that shows how far the American spirit has come, that our message of liberty is resonating across this country, and we are now reaching more than 15 million people in the aggregate every week. That is not a testament to Alex Jones. That is a bellwether, a gauge, a yardstick, a measurement of the incredible awakening taking place worldwide! Yeah! Now, some of the news coming up. U.S. to announce aerial blockade of Syria. That's all over the Israeli, all over the Arab, all over the European, and in some of the U.S. news. Remember just 4 months ago, Hillary Clinton said, oh, we'll never attack Syria. And now they're saying this is not a war. No, this is not a war. We're just going to start bombing them. Because bombing people is not a war. Remember what happened 8 months ago. Obama said to Congress, hey, I don't need your approval to liberate Libya, dropping 2,000-pound bombs all over the country and blowing up their cities and now killing at least 35,000 people. They admit ethnic cleansing and putting al-Qaeda in. He said, I have the UN's authority and put out a public statement saying I get my authority from the UN and I do this for the credibility of the United Nations. Even if you were for the war, at least call it a war and get congressional approval. And Congress said, we love war. We want to vote for this, but you've got to come to us for authorization. And he told him, go to where the sun doesn't shine. I'm going to the UN. If that isn't treason, I don't know what is. He's saying our Congress isn't even a doormat. Our Congress is vestigial, ceremonial, and doesn't even exist. Does that make you angry out there? Let me hear your war growl. Ah! Let me hear it. That's not good enough, Private Joker. Now we're doing lines from Full Metal Jacket. I can't wait in the next hour and 45 minutes as this thing fills up for the kickoff at 7. We get over 1,000 people in here and roar. On three, I want to say death to the new world order. Death to tyranny. We will defend liberty. So we're going to say death to the new world order on three. One, two, three. Death to the new world order. Yeah. System doesn't like that. By the way, I heard Doc Holliday, who has the show on Before Me Mornings here on A10, our great affiliate in Orlando. By the way, I forgot to mention the instant ratings. I love those. Now that the instant ratings are coming in, the people, you know, meters where people agree to have a little meter in their car. They've also got billboards because all receivers actually transmit if they're AM or FM. And since he's been going in the last few years, everywhere we're on, even little stations, 810's, you know, a big blowtorch and always had, you know, pretty good ratings. That's why we took it from like number three or four to number one in the last instant ratings. Number one across the board. What do you think of that? You know why? Because it's not those stupid diaries that, quite frankly, the big industry secret is only the illegals fill out because they need the money. And I'm not blaming them. I understand they need the money. It's just that's why all the stations, you know, went to basically Spanish 5 or 6 years ago, because that was the only folks on average filling out the diaries. Now that they have the instant meters in, they're actually finding out what people actually listen to. And we absolutely annihilated Lord Limbaugh right up against him live, head to head, dominating and smashing him. And we'll do it everywhere we're on if they'll put me on the field on big stations like 810. I will dominate neocon fake rhinos every day. And the system knows it. Let me tell you about neocon right-wing gatekeepers, folks. And again, Rush Limbaugh helped wake me up 20 years ago. I'm not even saying he's a bad guy. But he, you know, says there's no new world order, no world government. While the head of the UN 2 weeks ago called for world government, world taxes over everything. Jet travel, gasoline, money transfers. It's all over the Economist magazine, Davos, Switzerland. And he and others still make fun of anybody that talks about it. Like I pick up the Economist, or I play clips of the head of the EU calling for world government, or Obama calling for global government, or his staff. His and they're like, oh, that's that kooky guy that gets angry about sovereignty and wants to keep his guns. You know when we're going to start really defeating tyranny? When we stop letting the left and right gatekeepers control us. And the good news is, even though the left and right told us there wasn't a world government forming, we were able to expose that it was happening, and now we've got a good chance of beating it. I want to give you some good news straight ahead, and then huge news.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back coming to you from beautiful Orlando, Florida. And this reminds me why I like Florida. Man, we're staying just at some little hotel by the edge of a golf course. And it's, you go outside and there's like tropical birds hopping around and flowers everywhere. I like this. I like Central Texas. Austin's great, but it's been in a drought. And it's kind of like living in the middle of a Western movie or something. This is more like living in a jungle. So I love it. Good to be here with everybody under the loving eye of Disney. All right. I need to start getting into the news for all of our listeners out there. But getting into positive news, we have to stop, and I'm going to talk about this in my speech tonight, letting the gatekeepers, just because they've got a fancy teleprompter and a fancy suit, or they're the big talk show host authority, dictate reality to us. And say, you can't talk about this, you can't question authority, or you're a conspiracy theorist. If you question known government liars that have been caught lying thousands of times, if you don't trust big, mega, giant corporations that are in control of governments worldwide today, then you're a bad person for questioning them. No, that's what made America great, was questioning and not trusting government. What did George Washington say? Government is like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Now, they've said that the Southern Poverty Law Center and others would demonize somebody like George Washington today if he was alive. Well, they don't do it just because he's alive in our hearts and minds. They do it. FEMA, the rest of them. I have the videos in films like Road to Tyranny that police officers and others have sent me, where it shows FEMA actually demonizing the founding fathers. And they had articles in Philadelphia newspaper just a few months ago, and BBC picked it up, asking the question, is the Declaration of Independence illegal? And they said, yes, it is. Because it says you have a right to overthrow a corrupt government, and the government now says you don't have that right because they're God. It's about government dictating to you, and Madison Avenue and this whole manufactured plastic culture telling you what to think, how to dress, how to speak, trying to turn you into a plastic person. And so on the left and the right, these big globalist foundation-controlled shows have told you there's no corruption, that's a conspiracy theory, don't be involved, there's no global government, there's no CFR, there's no New World Order, there's no plan, oh, for international banks to take over. Now they admit, open world private government taking over Europe by mega banks that put their people in charge of those countries. And I talk about this ad nauseum because it's the key. Open world government being announced. And because we didn't care about being attacked for decades exposing what the real agenda was, and because Ron Paul didn't mind being attacked, because we all knew as it came out in the open, as this agenda expanded, people would then finally listen. And now because it's out in the open, people are listening. And we're moving into check, and the next move is checkmate against the globalist. But that doesn't mean that they can't put us in check or checkmate as well. We're in the fight. That's the good news that I can give you here today. Let me give you one example of this. I'm going to move on to contemporary, important, big breaking news right now. You remember 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago or so? I remember when I was first politically active 20 years ago, the mainstream media would come out to people like Pat Buchanan and others and say, you shouldn't be running for president on defending the Second Amendment. Nobody wants to take your guns. Remember back when they would say, no one wants to take your guns. We just want to ban all the semi-automatics and make you turn them in and have waiting periods and make you lock them up in your house and not have one in the house if you've got children. How many people remember 20 years ago, back when the mainstream media, who's not even mainstream anymore, they're the dead dinosaur media, would say, oh, we just want reasonable gun control. We don't want to take your guns. Remember that? You remember it. Okay, exactly. Everybody remembers it. And they still try it some today. But all the quotes of the Brady Center and the handgun control groups and all these people, they all bragged in their own documents that it was the individual abolition of firearms ownership. The UN on July 7th, 2000, put out an official report in New York at a convention they had, a meeting, a conference, a conclave. And they put it into UN law that their goal is global disarmament of the public. Here's the quote. Civilian ownership of any firearm threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. They believe a power monopoly of government over you, absolute dictatorship of the state, is legitimate. But the point is, they want your guns, and they're saying total abolition of individual ownership of guns. And the minute people stopped having debates about, oh, just be reasonable, let us restrict it some, and then come back a year later, let us restrict it some more. Oh, no, as soon as we got angry and took action, they're even repealing gun laws now in Canada. They just repealed the long rifle or a long gun registry last week. Because they passed a gun registration and started using it to confiscate guns, and the public got angry and took action in a system that's much harder to affect change. And it was the first major gun law in the world outside of the U.S. reversed in the last 100 years that I know of. And NRA and Gun Owners of America said the exact same thing. The first victim disarmament piece of legislation reversed in a century outside of the United States. Think about that. We've reversed a few things here, but the first one outside of America, that's what I call 1776 worldwide. If we're going to be free, we got to have freedom worldwide. And the idea of freedom is so cool, so sexy, so hot, so awesome, so fantastic, so powerful, so alluring, that when you stack it up against tyranny and corruption and insider crony anti-free market capitalism, when you stack freedom up against that, we win. So everybody that thinks it's impossible to defeat the globalist, it's impossible to lose when good men and women stand up and take action. I cannot stress that enough to you, that we have got to take action, and more of that coming up in my speech. We're having so many victories. Every time people stand up and bring the real medical literature about fluoride in our water and the sevenfold increase in bone cancer and the fact that the government's own scientists say take it out, that the special eugenics interest wanted added to increase cancer and reduce fertility. In every city where people resist and resist and resist for at least 3 years, it's removed. And just a few miles away from us in Pinellas County, right at 1 million people, Tampa is in that county, they removed fluoride from all of the water supplies. 60 years of globalists spending money, millions of sometimes, to get that into the water. Because they love you so much. And all over the country, all over the world, in Calgary, Canada, they just removed it. In areas of England, in Europe, they're removing it. They're removing it all over. Now, the globalists have struck back. The globalists came in with millions of dollars in New Jersey and Arkansas. And they're trying it in every state right now and have now passed mandatory fluoridation by law. But now it's not just a recommendation or a contract. Now they're demanding it. Now it becomes a civil rights issue of forced medication of the public. And so they're going to lose in court now. And now government openly wants lithium in the water and statins. We told you that was in documents years ago and showed you. Now they're openly pushing it. We'll be right back with the buildup towards war with Syria and Iran and a lot more. Stay with us live in Orlando, Florida. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And we come back Sundays, of course, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That'd be 5 to 7 right here on the East Coast. And then, of course, we have the weeknight, 5 nights a week, InfoWars Nightly News. And when I'm not in town, Rob Dew does it. He does the news and anchors it and does a great job. Or John Bowne or Aaron Dykes or Paul Watson. And, of course, Darren McBreen. The great part is our researchers, our reporters, our video editors, they also host the Nightly News. This isn't about sitting up there in the fanciest suit looking credible. It's about being credible and covering real information, and we're expanding and building our news organization thanks to all of you and your support and the great folks at the Big 810 right here in Orlando. I really am excited that all of you came out, and that for the first time in 50-plus years of this great auditorium, it is completely overflowing, sold out, turning away hundreds. Amazing. Liberty is popular. By the way, I'm going to have, again, a local talk show host in here. He was telling me about this a few days ago. I was a guest on his show, and I went and looked up the news articles, and it turned out it was true, but I still found it shocking. Doc Holliday was telling me that they have whole highways shut down for the NBA All-Star game, and that they have checkpoints even in the business districts, and that they're blocking off the local businesses so they can't get any of the traffic, and that they have motorcades for the NBA people. I actually saw one driving over here. I sound like Porky Pig. I'm speechless here. There were probably 10 or more motorcycle police, like it was the president or something, for a bus of NBA people driving down the highway like it's the road warrior and the citizens are going to attack them if they weren't there protecting them. Meanwhile, our tax money's paying for it. I checked. Your tax money here is paying for it, just like you pay for the billion-dollar sports stadiums, and then you're charged overpriced tickets, you're treated like garbage, and you pay for the motorcade protection from you, who's paying for them to look and act important. And that's what this is all about. I've seen presidents, like when Obama comes to town, they shut down whole highways. I've seen him with like 50 cars protecting him like he's, you know, God or something landing in town. It's absolutely ridiculous. And all of it is done so that you see these leaders as actually leaders and not the puppets they are. While the real power elite, like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others, do everything they can to hide their wealth. Every time David Rockefeller gets up to give a speech, he goes, "I'm just an old retired banker. I'm so honored that you're giving me this award." And then you find out he set up every globalist organization out there. "I set up all the eugenics organizations, and I want to reduce the population. I'm just an old banker." All right, continuing here. You remember 8 months ago, well, a year ago, they overthrew Hosni Mubarak, the dictator that the banks that run this country, because I don't want to say we put in, but the people that took us over for the banking and government system, the folks that put him in charge to torture and kill tens of thousands and all the rest of it. I'm not saying Hosni Mubarak's a good guy. The point is, the crooks that run our country, the foreign banks that have hijacked our nation, they put him there. They would send people there for him to torture, including American citizens, at the, quote, black sites, secret sites, ghost sites, as they call them. And then they overthrow him. They send in the CIA and State Department people to overthrow him a year ago. They put the Muslim Brotherhood in, and they actually put Al-Qaeda-connected groups in. And now they're taking women's rights. Christians are being persecuted and lecturing me that I've got to have the government take my rights, spy on me, grab my genitals at bus stops and train stations now, not just the airports, and take all my rights because Al-Qaeda is such a threat while the stinking criminal banker-occupied government is putting Al-Qaeda in. But they didn't stop in Egypt getting out their old dictator and putting something in even worse to destabilize the country. Then they go into Libya, start bombing it for 6-7 months, killing over 35,000 people. They bring in real Al-Qaeda. They fly up Al-Qaeda flags. Al-Qaeda is with the special forces calling in the airstrikes. They now admit it's Al-Qaeda, real Al-Qaeda, and now they're sending them into Syria with three proxy armies attacking Assad, who, again, I don't like Mubarak. I don't like Gaddafi. I don't like Assad. These are guys all that started working with the West. That's why they got set up. It shows this. The globalists want total destabilization and craziness to then have new wars with the Al-Qaeda forces they put in later. This is full-spectrum dominance, where the globalists launch these wars so they can take the rights of the Arabs and of the American people. You see, the banks sit above it, playing both sides off against each other. This is such a classic tactic of divide and conquer, of divide and rule, of balkanization. And now they are announcing, U.S. to announce aerial blockade of Syria, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, Ynet News, they're all reporting, U.S. readies for possibility of intervention without U.N. resolution. Oh, last time they got the U.N. resolution for the peace action, like the U.N.'s the boss. Of course, that's a puppet the bankers set up to begin with. And it goes on, a citing U.S. military official planned to include humanitarian aid to Syria refugees on Turkish border. So an invasion is not a war. Tens of thousands of bombs dropped, blowing up apartment buildings, shooting people, ethnic cleansing of the black Libyans that the media now admits. We first reported that when Webster Tarpley was willing to actually go over there under bombardment and drive in out of Tunisia. Under bombardment. I mean, I had him on the show when air raid sirens are going, and he's off the air. And he's there going, they're killing black people everywhere, mowing them down in the streets. You know, they're taking over. 3 months later, L.A. Times, New York Magazine, all of them. Oh, yeah, they line them up and shoot them in the head or hack their heads off with machetes. They're like, it's liberal. Give your rights up, you know, support world government or you hate black people. But murder them and you're liberal. And again, love Al-Qaeda, murder black people. It's trendy. Fight Al-Qaeda by putting Al-Qaeda in charge. This is the complete psycho, out of control, crazy garbage that I'm talking about. I'm not that smart, folks. This is all common sense in your face. All you've got to do is start paying attention to how crazy this is, and now they're about to do it again. Now they've got Al-Qaeda, NBC reported 2 weeks ago what we already knew, Al-Qaeda attacking and blowing up bases and assassinating people and throwing magnet mines onto people's cars all over Iran and killing them, trying to get Iran to respond militarily. And then our news tells us, but Iran works with Al-Qaeda. But Al-Qaeda actually works with the criminals that run our government and is attacking Iran and attacking Syria. And now they're going to start the love bombs again. And Congress isn't needed. The UN isn't needed now. Now it's just going to be the bankers themselves. Oh, we can't get a fake UN approval. We can't get congressional approval because we won't go to them and act like they're actually the boss. We won't even say where it's coming from. And we won't even call it a war. You see, I told you, there's no gun control. We don't want to take your guns. And as soon as we said, you do want to take our guns, and got the reports of them saying we're bitter clingers and they're going to get our guns. As soon as we said, no, you are trying to take them, everybody woke up. Now their gun grab is in deep trouble everywhere. Gun laws are being reversed everywhere. Okay, real gun control of hitting the target is now coming in. It's the same thing on world government. They denied world government existed forever and made fun of us and attacked us and demonized anybody that talked about it. Doesn't work anymore. World government's now out in the open. And this whole Al-Qaeda hoax, when the CIA created it, used it against the Russians, then the Serbs, on and on and on and on. Libya, Syria, Iran, Al-Qaeda, 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 Al-Qaeda. And the biggest, goofiest lie in the world is hiding in plain view. It's hiding completely in plain view in front of all of us that Al-Qaeda is a banker-controlled system. They want to invade a country? Call Al-Qaeda freedom fighters, invade the nation. You want to take America's liberty? Blow some stuff up, say Al-Qaeda's doing it. Have a few dual agents you set up and kill. On and on and on. This is how they do it. And now they're going to start a new love bomb attack and blockades and other things that are acts of war and tell you it's not war. And you're supposed to go, oh, Karl Rove, says you control reality. So since you said pigs can fly, they must. Oh, look at that flying pig, honey. No, I'm calling their hoax. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you live from the High Line Orlando Center to a capacity crowd of over 1,100 people, broadcasting worldwide via satellite, number one on the internet, and transmitting across the globe. It's Alex Jones and the Info Warriors.
Oh, dear.
And Marvin the Martian, coming in out of the red corner, a hardcore global communist eugenicist hell-bent on destroying the planet Earth. And in the blue corner, weighing over 65 trillion tons, the Colossus of Liberty, the people of planet Earth, who will stomp Marvin the Martian into atomic dust.
Oh, dear.
I didn't write up any comedy bit. I'm just having some fun here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's good for me to get out there because I'm always there in the command bunker, walking around griping and, you know, firing info weapons at the enemy. It's good to actually be out here on the front lines with you, and I love you, and it's awesome. It was fun storming the Texas Capitol not once but twice. It's like,
it's impossible. That must not be real video of hundreds of people storming the Capitol. They would have arrested him. After all, he didn't have a permit.
But see, government doesn't know how to deal with that. It's about this illusion that it's all powerful and you're scum. It's not true. The people have the power. I'm like a kid with a Mr. Microphone here today. You know, I actually do this at the office when I'm like voicing ads and stuff. So sometimes I'm sitting there kind of like going, this is fun, you know. Sounds like I'm a little kid again. All right, I'm going to stop it. Oh, boy. You got to try to have a little bit of fun sometimes, though, when they're trying to start World War III. And when these same interests that want to destroy Iran want to destroy the liberties and freedoms here in America, and they wrap their treason in patriotism, it's just flat wrong. Now, I've covered the fact that they're about to launch a new bombing campaign, but it's freedom, though, and it's not violent. Because they said so. Remember, Karl Rove told the New York Times, Washington Post, and a whole bunch of other reporters at a cocktail party 6 years ago. They were bringing up lies to the administration. He said, it doesn't matter. We control reality. We are history's actors. We tell you what to say. You will then report that new reality. And they actually said, yeah, you're pretty much God. And he said, that's right. That's why I got your job. Well, see, I don't play like that. I'm sorry. I'm an extremist. You know, you lie to me and I catch you lying, and you say, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to lie to you because I'm the authority figure. I say, get out of my way. It is pathetic. It is a mind game, and we have to stop trusting and supporting and groveling to the system. It is so pathetic. And without further ado, before I get into a global governance report of the greatest import, World Bank wants control of the high seas. And notice, it's the corporate megabank interest at the World Bank want a global government run by the UN Agenda 21 on every waterway, not just the oceans, to globally tax and control your water. And it's all the links to worldbank.org calling for global governance run by megabanks that you pay your money to. And these same groups then fund organizations to demonize you and say it doesn't exist. They have pure disdain for you, acting like these documents don't exist. But then they'll have the controlled right wing go, yeah, that UN trying to take over. We're going to fight them. Our government, run by the Federal Reserve, created the UN. It's creating the Law of the Sea Treaty and Agenda 21 to say it's another group and then criminally sign our authority and our law over to it. Like Obama says, I go to the UN now for war. Or I go to the UN for Agenda 21. Or your city goes to the UN for its zoning rules. You see? And they criminally transfer it over. But it's still illegitimate. I mean, it's so obvious that once we see how big the fraud is. I remember growing up and reading history books, that Hitler quote about the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. But he actually went on to explain, he was talking about communists and how they would do it, but he also did the big lie. He was saying, yes, the bigger the lie, it's so big that everybody buys into it, and then they don't want to admit they've been conned, and the whole power structure starts defending it. And that's how these big lies just get pushed and pushed and pushed, whether it's the private Federal Reserve, slavery, fluoride in the water, deadly vaccines. It's such a big lie, and it gets institutionalized that nobody wants to admit they've been conned. We have to get to the point of like, look, I may have been conned before, but I'm going to get informed, I'm going to get focused, I'm going to get angry, and I'm going to stand up against this because things get too horrible if you don't. And I'm trying to find the article here out of Canada. Here it is. Now, talk about groveling. And I want to try to get this guy on. I'm sure he's a nice fellow. But this is out of the Record. It's out of Quebec, Canada. But the same stuff happens here. You've seen it in the news. You know, we're 7-year-old arrested, 8-year-old arrested for plastic knife to spread butter. Or valedictorian loses diploma last day of school because had box of plastic knives and forks in the front of her car. We've all seen those. Or child draws stick figure with gun arrested. Okay? And you can read this article at the Record. I've shot a video about it. It's linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. But listen to this. Man shocked by arrest after daughter draws picture of gun at school. A Kitchener father is upset that the police arrested him and his children's school Wednesday, hauled him down to the station, and strip-searched him, all because his 4-year-old daughter drew an image of a gun at school. Now, remember, they go on in this article and say, we'll do it again. This is reasonable. And what did she say? They said, why'd you draw a gun? My daddy kills monsters with it. And by the way, I checked the laws. That gun's not even illegal there. But they said he might be planning something with it since he was drawing images. So they came and arrested him, and the CPS took his kids. Turns out he's a counselor in the community, and the school had even tried to hire him before to be a counselor there. Okay? And this goes on here as well. But this is what we don't want to become. And by the way, the Canadians are mad about this. They're waking up. I was in shock. This is completely insane. My daughter drew a gun on school, a piece of paper at the school. Now they have a new article out saying hysteria caused by plastic gun. It was a toy gun at the house that she'd seen. No, the hysteria was caused by the control freak nanny state who doesn't care about all the violence on TV or the armed to the teeth government, but sees the image of a slave even drawing a gun, and they go, ah, slave with a gun! Ah! That's what they're scared of. Ah! I mean, it'd be like in Rome 2,000 years ago. You walk out in the slave pen. One of them had a sword. Ah! It's the same thing. Or it'd be like in the South or something 200 years ago. They walked out, you know, they're in the slave quarters and they've got weapons uprising. Ah! I mean, that's what this is really all about. The British government was treating its subjects like slaves. 1776, they came to confiscate the guns. You can't have slave rabble with weapons. This is what our country was founded over. Continuing, the school principal, police, and child welfare officials, not servants, they're officials. You're an idiot slave citizen that pays their salary. However, listen, the school principal, police, and child welfare officials, who in the U.S. are 5 times more likely to abuse you than any other group, but just ignore it. That's fine. No big deal. Then. All stand by their actions. Oh, they're proud of it. They said they had to investigate, determine whether there was a gun, in his house that children had access to. Because if they'd seen one, my dad had a newspaper editor he went to college with, who I've known for many years, nice guy, works up in Dallas. If I said his name, anybody in Dallas would know who he is. And this is back when I was in college. They have a gun safe, and I was going deer hunting and shooting, and my guns were at my parents' house, and I just came walking through the house out to, and they were in the dining room, and he barely saw it. And I heard, and I was like, and he's like, and my dad's like, it's okay, it's okay. Gun. It's like a Monty Python skit, or like the fish called Wanda, where the guy eats the fish, the guy stutters. And I walked in and I said, look, I'm going to the shooting range, it's unloaded. And he's like, please. And I was like, no, listen, it's. It's not that big of a deal. You want to hold it? Get over your fear? Look, it's unloaded. And I learned he pretty much freaked out and you know, had to leave. But he sees a cop with a gun. He's like, the government with a gun. Properly trained. So anyways, the whole article just goes on and on. And I think about these domesticated people. You know, they love to send their wives and daughters out without guns. Raped, killed. They love it. It's like a sacrament of idiocy. We'll tell you more about this coming up and a ton of other news and your calls and guests in here. We'll be right back from Orlando. Yeah! Yeah! Infowars.com! Yeah! We're alive!
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
See, having all these people staring at me here, it kind of makes me want to blush. So I feel like I have to self-deprecate with some joking around a little bit here. After this break, I am going to start getting some people in here to talk with us. In fact, why don't you come in next segment, Doc Holliday, and talk about the royalty that's here in town and shutting down all the highways for the NBA. I mean, it's like a wide open highway, and there's all these cops acting like God has arrived. Again, you have to protect them from the rabble, but the rabble who paid for it. So, coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to cover it. So, just be on standby there in your public green room. It's almost like when the politicians have their families standing behind them. I have the local radio station behind me. Getting back to this article that reads like satire, but it's not. It's ninnying about, oh, they stand by it, strip searching him, government taking his children because the daughter drew a gun and said that daddy kills monsters and we had to make sure there was a gun. Why did they have access? They went to his house without a warrant. Don't need those anymore. From a public safety point of view, any child drawing a picture of a guns, from now on just say guns, and I'm sorry, I've overdone that. And say, it's fun to do though. And saying there's guns in the home would warrant some further conversation with the parents and child, said Allison Scott, executive director of Family and Children's Services. Yes, it would warrant a talk. Grabbing you at the school in front of everyone, keeping you for the day, strip searching you, taking your children. That's what we call talking to you. Where the guns reasonable. Our handbooks and training for CPS say we're going to break up the family, and it's a disease, and we're a eugenics cult set up in 1915 in North America across the continent to break up the family. But it's just, we're going to talk to you. It's no big deal. We're just here to train your kids for prison. We have the biggest prison population in North America as well. Continuing. Waterloo Regional Police INSEP Kevin Thaller said there was a complaint from Forest Hills Public School that a firearm was in a residence and children had access to it. See, the gun's not illegal, but they said the children had access. A child draws a gun that they can see on TV anywhere. You're guilty without a court, and you don't have a warrant, and you get strip searched, and your kids get taken. I mean, how many of us drew images of guns as children in school? I know I did. How many people? I'm seeing a lot of hands raised here, a lot. But after looking at the lights, I can't see anymore. big spots there. Trying to read here. So there you have it. Waterloo Regional Police Inspector.
I guess NSP is Inspector. Inspector, inspecting the enemy of the Canadian people,
said there was a complaint from Forest Hill Public School, government training camp, that a firearm was in a residence and children had access to it. We had every concern based on this information that the children were in danger. Their concern wasn't based on the drawing alone. No, it gets worse. The child who made the drawing also made comments about it that raised more flags. Wait, daddy shoots monsters. He said he went to the school Wednesday afternoon to pick up the three children. But see, they don't tell you what the flag was because they want to just let it linger. Like, it was really bad, but they don't tell you until later. It's all written for propaganda purposes. Notice how they operate. This is a propagandist writing this. He said he went to the school Wednesday afternoon to pick up the three children. He was summoned by the government training camp, to the principal's office, where three police officers, you mean globalist enforcement, family destructive, New World Order servant minions were. Let me go back to that. I was translating it. He said he went to the government training camp. I'm sorry. He said he went to the school Wednesday afternoon to pick up his three children. He was summoned to the principal's office where three police officers were waiting. They said he was being charged with possession of a firearm. He was escorted from the school and put in the back of the cruiser. And then it goes on the strip search. And what was the next flag that they asked the young girl? And she said, Daddy shoots monsters with it. Don't worry about monsters. I have the toy gun. Oh, good, Daddy. We'll be, folks, I play gun with my kids all the time, you know, running around playing. I guess I'm evil. I mean, I need to have them taken, I guess, for the loving state.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, finishing up, we are here in Orlando visiting my local affiliate, A10. Yeah! Let them hear your war growl! Yeah! Yeah! Rob Zombie, step aside, I want your job, boy. Yeah! Freedom! The globalists literally pooping their pants when they hear that. They're like, get more Prozac, more Ritalin in them. GMO immediately. It's only killing the rodents in three generations. I want them diseased and damaged now. They're rising up quickly. More American Idol, more brainwashing. Demonize their families now. Get out there. They're not watching our anchors anymore. Begin shutting down the internet. Excuse me. Getting back to the rabble, I'm down here with the commoners in Orlando, Florida, rabble. Excuse me. Okay. Doc Holliday's here with us.
It's good to be with you, sir.
It's good to be with you.
I mean, you are the man.
Please don't. Please.
Well, I didn't mean that.
No, I'm not. You are the man. Now, let's stop right there. You were on my show a couple days ago, and you were telling me about how just in the lead-up to the All-Star Game and Lord Obama landing when he's not shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment or narcotics back to the United States or bombing countries without congressional approval, you were telling me that our lordship, who goes to the U.N. to launch wars because he says it's for their credibility,
right.
Mr. Treason, who sat at the head of the U.N. Security Council violating Article 1, Section 9, I don't just use treason lightly, you told me they shut down highways, roads, motorcades, part of downtown, total lavishment, taxpayer funded, shutting down local businesses. God has arrived. And I've actually seen this while I'm here. I shot a YouTube driving in of just, you know, the tour buses with police escorts and just everything lavishment. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, you know, it was funny because I would tell Alex, I say, look, you don't even realize how strange it's become. It became a racially divisive issue.
Oh, yeah, because he's running ads saying, equating himself with Martin Luther King when he signed the NDAA to abolish the Bill of Rights and saying African-Americans for Obama, yeah.
Right.
And those are running here, and he's in the Oval Office. It's a campaign ad saying churches vote for me, too.
Right, and so
I'm going to interrupt you some more.
No, it's okay. You can interrupt me.
I'm going to do it again.
I'm used to it all the time.
My listeners are going to get more of it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Tell him to interrupt me. It's all right.
It's a joke. Go ahead.
No. What I said was, you know, be surprised. You're coming here to Orlando, and I know the NBA All-Star Game is here, but Obama came in, and he flew in with an agenda. And what it was a big agenda. Then they started running that ad, and we emailed you the ad.
He's thinking for himself, no government has an agenda. That's a conspiracy.
It was horrible. And then the media started showing. It was horrible. They would go to ethnic Americans, God bless you, no matter what you are, and say, what do you think?
No, they're trying to create division in the name of, yeah.
Creating division.
Yeah.
They created division in the media, and then everyone said, yeah, NBA All-Star Weekend is us. Obama's here. I don't know who he's going to relate to be totally honest.
My point is, that's great for him to be reaching out to whatever ethnic group. That's fine. My issue is that it's like, I'm going to give you a free house. He lied to everybody. He's a puppet.
There's
just
a woman,
like Bush.
There's a woman in Tampa right now who still is waiting for her free house and her mortgage to be paid in 2008.
She said, can I get my house paid for because I'm about to get thrown out? And he's like, yeah, I'll take care of it. Who would say over and over again, oh, thank you, Mr. President. Remember that guy? And that was in Florida. He goes, I want my car paid for. And Obama goes, you'll get it.
You'll get it. And that poor woman was like, oh, Lordy, he's paying my mortgage. And I want somebody go down and tell her, He's lying.
By the way, they do have those mortgage renegotiation deals, but it doesn't even really help you. I've looked at them and had experts on. And when you sign that agreement, you waive all your rights.
Well, they closed down the roads here in Orlando. They built lanes for Obama's VIP. Obama came in to
go. The traffic is horrible, and people tell me it's not normally like that.
Oh, no, it's not that bad. And you saw what I was telling you.
I run into this giant traffic jam, and they've got cops. I didn't get that part because I pulled my iPhone out after. They had cops all over the side of the highways partially blocking, so we were almost late getting here. You know, we only got here like 45 minutes before instead of like an hour and a half
right.
for all the stuff we had to do. And I'm like, what is this? And it's just that the highway shut down, and then it's these cops, and then it's these royal buses. They were like blocking the road for them to enter the royal road.
You can't drive anywhere around here because the elitists are here. Now, that's okay. It's an all-star game, whatever. But it became a racial issue because in the Daytona 500, which is being run right now over in, in Daytona, obviously, and then you have the NBA all-star game, and Obama came in and favored the all-star game, would not go to the Daytona 500 and made it a huge issue. And then they started running the ad that we sent you. They ran the ad when they brought up slavery. They brought up all kind of stuff.
My big issue is, remember Bush started getting booed at baseball games and stuff and started hiding. So Obama, I don't blame him not going to the NASCAR deal just because that, crowd, I mean, good folks, bad folks, like any other crowd, who knows what they do. So I understand now that Obama's so unpopular, kind of like Bush, he's got to hide out. But when you sent me the video, what I went crazy on, and I meant to play it today, I played it a few days ago, as everybody knows, and I think the title of it has got like 1.5 million views on YouTube. It's airing on TV here as something like Obama Announces African Americans for Obama 2012.
African Americans for Obama.
But listen,
not
in
Latinos,
it,
not whites, not anybody, only African Americans for Obama.
But my issue is, he says, in the churches, set up vote teams. Your churches must vote for me. Now, wait a minute. They tell people don't have political stuff in your church or organize it as a political group, which you actually have the rights to in the First Amendment. But they lie and tell conservative or libertarian churches you can't do that. But here's Obama saying use the churches to get people elected, and no media coverage of this, saying get your church to get out the ballot for me.
That video was run on the big scoreboard inside the Amway Arena during an NBA game. And how is that supposed to make people feel? How does that make the white guy feel versus whatever that he is trying to appeal to? I mean, let's face it, I'm blacker than Obama. You're blacker than Obama. And you know what? Don't play the race card unless you can back it up. So he played the race card, and I thought to myself, and that's why we sent it to you, it's running all over TV. So he happens to, land, and he wants to do the NBA thing, and he wants to hang out with people that he has no idea what their names are. And all he did was cause divisiveness because the media.
Well, here's my issue.
Suddenly
taxpayers. I'm sick of paying for Formula One tracks and $1 billion sports stadiums. And I'm sick of Bush, Obama, anybody with like 50, 60, cavalcade deals shutting down roads. I'm tired of it, period. I mean, they need to act like public servants and not God. That's what I'm tired of.
But you know what? What it was is that they deliberately shut down part of Interstate 4 only for Obama's VIPs. And it caused a lot of problems.
Yeah, so now it's not just the president that shuts down highways. It's the VIPs.
It's the rappers. It's these guys that get arrested. They got the gold teeth. They've got all kinds of problems. You got all kinds of people here with drug raps. And we're supposed to be emulating these people. And we think, honestly, that people are looking at it the wrong way. By the way, they put a big wall up around the Amway Arena so the local businesses could not do a lick of business because the VIPs didn't want to be bothered with dealing with local people.
Well, look,
so why is the NBA All-Star Game here?
Listen.
Why is it here?
This shows the elitism, and they get the mayors and everybody like Formula One in Austin. Taxpayers pay for it. And then we're all going to be basically blocked off from it, and it's going to screw up the city, but because the mayor gets invited. What I love is because this political system, a lot of times people sell out, not even for money. They sell out just to be invited to the party. You couldn't pay me to go to a Formula One. If you like it, fine. You couldn't pay me to go to an NBA game. And I like basketball. It's just going there and the checkpoints and the people and all of it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it's the way they build it up. Like, it's the end-all, be-all. Meanwhile, you're a weirdo if you care about freedom. I told folks about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Sometimes they're like, man, that's kind of weird.
We
I'm like, well, that's what makes makes America America.
But we paid $400 million for an arena because they said they were going to have an all-star game here that the city finally was going to be able to.
And now they use it to shut down Doc Holliday, Big 810 here in Orlando. You're awesome, folks. We're going out to break. Yeah! We're going to be right back. Stay with us with more news. I'm going to get into the UN takeover of the oceans straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We were discussing the national security state. By the way, we're back live. Big 810 event, speaking to a capacity crowd here at the Orlando Highlife Center. What is it, the big810am.com? I forget the URL. What's the great radio station's URL? Big810am.com, baby. You folks are awesome. Yeah. And I'm going to be giving a speech and premiering a 40-minute documentary coming up here. And they said, hey, why don't you do your show from there live? So we are doing it here. And I don't know, the weekend Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, it has about 67 stations or so picking it up. Weekday show, a little over 100 now, and we're on XM for over 2 years now. And reaching, via the internet and everything else together, and the podcast and the YouTubes, every week, 15 million people. Again, a testament to the underdog when you've got the truth, when you've got the information, and when you're willing to resist tyranny. And I'm going to be talking about solutions and victories we've had in my speech coming up tonight. Before I get into a big globalist power grab that ties into Agenda 21, it's starting to get a lot of attention because cities all over the country are fighting against UN takeover. Schwarzenegger, whenever he was at the Copenhagen event 2 years ago or so, and they were calling for global governance and global taxes out there with Al Gore and this global treaty, when it failed to get the countries to sign on and waive their sovereignty, failed. Yeah, see, we moved this mic, and that's what's doing that. As I was saying, whenever that started, Schwarzenegger, and you look this up in USA Today, he said, what we're going to do now is we're going to go to the counties, cities, and states. And that is the Agenda 21. And we will implement the carbon tax and the sustainable development through your local community. In other words, we'll engage in treason and try to take over your sovereignty from within. He should have his big, fat steroid head locked up. Now, just like Obama should be locked up for saying the UN gives him the authority to blow up countries and not Congress. This is the incredible stuff. So I'm going to get into some of that Agenda 21. But I wanted to talk to Matt from Tampa. He came down here with some folks from We Are Change Tampa, and they're in Pinellas County. Yeah, that's about a million people, right at a million people. You heard last year they pulled the so-called fluoride, it's really even more deadly than that, out of the water. And they did it with the scientific facts that are out there, sevenfold increase in cancer, hundreds of chemicals in the so-called fluoride, toxic waste, byproduct, Grignard reagents. And they got it removed, and it's happening all over the world when you come forward with the information and keep doing it year after year. So tell folks what it is, why you got involved, and what you and your group did. Go ahead.
Well, basically, we have to thank our Pinellas County Commissioner, Norm Roach, and he was the one that actually got the ball rolling for us. He was wanting to do it as a budget cut. I don't know if they can hear me.
Yeah, they can hear you. I mean, the bigger issue here is, I understand your county commissioner is a great guy. Tell us about fluoride.
All right, well, the problem was they don't even use fluoride. They use what's called hydrofluosilicic acid. And thanks to Fluoride Free Austin, we got a document from Mosaic that showed that hydrofluosilicic acid was a poison, and it said right on the poison label that we had in hand, not to ingest. So we asked them why it is that the poison label says not to ingest
it. What they put in your water has a label saying if you breathe any of this, you're dead.
Yeah, with skull and crossbones, it says right on the label,
do not ingest. But it's for your baby, fluoride baby water. So yeah. Tell folks what it really is.
A waste byproduct. It's hydrofluosilicic acid, and that's what they actually put into the water. The propaganda is the fluoride, but what they're actually putting in it is you know, waste byproduct and stuff. So they came in there with dentists and ADA people, and they said, you know, that it's for the children, it's for the children. But we showed them the facts and showed them that, you know, the facts
are... By the way, you know, the chemical industry on average gives the American Dental Association about $20 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because then cities like Austin pay about $1 million a year for it.
Right.
Imagine how much they're making. They're making billions off selling you toxic waste.
Yeah.
They'd have to pay to store.
No, they use us as human filters, basically, because they can't dump it into the ocean. So the only way they can get rid of it is to use us as human filters.
They dump it in your bones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
love it.
But we did it with budget cuts. We said, why pay for this poison when our budgets are upside down and they're all, you know, in massive debt? So we got it cut out that way. So that's a way for other people to also do it. Bring it to your... Bring it...
Yeah.
Go to your county commissioners and ask them why you're spending $200,000 of your tax dollars on poison to put in the water.
And again, when that hoax falls, when all the hoaxes fall, they're going down. This shows we're on the march, and you know what's happening all over the world now.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad, and I feel healthier already. They took it out on the first, so. Hey, yeah.
You're incredible. But again, it's an example of taking action. Now, tell us about your buddy over here. We're going to bring him in here. He says he's got some stuff he wants to say. Come on over here. What's his name?
Chris. He helped me. We worked together on getting the information to the commission and stuff, so I'll let him
go. All right, Chris, jump in here. Come on in here. And just, we only got a few minutes, but tell folks your whole view on fluoride and the tide getting turned here.
Thank you, Alex. Well, thank you for your help in getting this victory.
You don't need to thank me, brother. I don't want my kids getting poisoned. I want to defeat the enemy. Crush them.
And we shall.
They're a bunch of murdering scum. They're poisoning you. They're the enemy. See who they are. God Almighty.
And we're learning. We're seeing what's going on. I mean, we have Commissioner Susan Latvala, who fought us since 2009. And I need to also thank a friend of mine who couldn't be here today named Frank Hobson, who's been attending these county commission meetings. And this commissioner told both he and I in a private meeting that what Big Phosphate wants, Big Phosphate gets. When I confronted her about this, she tried to sidestep it and tap dance and say...
By the way, they mine most of that in Florida, so they're big here, the phosphate industry.
Absolutely. Most of the phosphate comes from Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company.
Uranium mining as well. That's why there's a lot of uranium in what they put in your water. Oh, what's wrong with uranium?
Well, it says right on the water quality analysis that it's industrial discharge, and it's from, we have alpha, beta, photon emitters, and this is
good.
Discharge.
Good.
And
you mean radiation.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. And it says...
Oh, since I started exposing this in the last decade, they have newscasts. People go look, and they go, we don't know why there's radiation in there. Because the stinking cities are paying to add it.
Yep. Yeah. And we have this Commissioner Latvala, I tell you, when she was confronted by this, she tried to say that... Well, Big Phosphate wants, Big Phosphate gets. And maybe in other counties, but not our county.
What they're going to get's a revolution, and they're going to go to prison.
Yes, yeah, yep, running scared, running scared.
But people's children need photon emitters and radon and uranium. So are you saying uranium's not good for children's teeth?
Well, I would say they need to have a hair, blood, and skin, and hair, blood, and nail analysis to see what their long-term exposure is to this toxin. Anybody who's pro-fluoride needs to be asked if they have the courage of their convictions. And while they're at it, they should also test those who they would like to treat, the guise of medication. It's not forced medication. It's forced toxification under the guise of medication. And they also have to have their supplementation tested through nutritional blood analysis if they believe it ought to be on the RDA.
And that's my next point. We need to start suing them. When scum like the Austin City Council doesn't remove it, we've had scientists and doctors down there, and 90%+ of the EPA's own scientists have gone public saying take it out to Congress. When the mayor and people laugh at us, it's time for lawsuits. They pay to have tons of toxic chemicals. What's the website for We Are Change Tampa?
WeareChangeTampa.org.
WeareChangeTampa.org. Our site's InfoWars.com. All right, thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for fighting tyranny. All right, we'll be back with Orlando and worldwide. Yeah! Yeah! No more! We're breaking the trance, breaking the hoax. We're awake, and we're coming for you, globalist trash murderers. Yeah! American people and the people of the world getting angry at tyranny and awakening and saying, we're not your slaves. And the globalists certainly hear that awakening. Zbigniew Brzezinski a few years ago said the world is waking up to the global elites and they're in trouble. His new book says the biggest challenge they face is the awakening of their system. They can't just tell us like we're children, you know, go away, shut up. The New World Order hears you, all of you out there listening on AM, FM, you name it, and they certainly hear the people who are here in Orlando as things fill up to over 1,000 people. Yeah! Here, let them hear you. Man, I love that sound. And I've gotten kind of reclusive, except when I occasionally storm the Capitol or go out and do whatever. But I need to get out more. This is fun. I can really feel the energy. It is so good to be here around people that are looking for freedom, looking for liberty, and realize the world's going in the wrong direction. Listen, the world's always going in the wrong direction. It's also going in the right direction always. There's a lot of complex things happening in our world. And it's always up to good people versus bad people who is going to direct the direction of society. And we're simply here saying, hey, we've let you little central banker experts run things long enough. And now you're not just going to be able to pat us on the head and have us shut up. We're awake, we're staring, and we're gathering data, and we're getting more information, and we're reaching out to others, and we are coming for the New World Order, period. You know, I would take calls today, but all the radio audience is hearing is me talking and people cheering, and then because it would feed back, we're not running the feed of the audio out to this big auditorium so that you would not be able to hear the callers. And as a triple whammy, we have a special phone number for the Sunday show, and I haven't even memorized that the last 6 years giving it out. I guess because they changed it a few months ago, that's probably why. But I probably should write that number down and give it out and take a few calls. And I know there was probably a few other people I might want to get on air if they want to come on with us. I'd actually have to go over there and talk to some of the other talk show hosts during the break, because I only talked to a few people before I went live here on air. And I've got all this other news here in front of me. We've got a comical video I did. French bulldogs caught working for Al CIA, duh. And trust no one but our loving government is the subheadline of that video. Also, a biometric, biocratic feeding frenzy. Economists and biologists weigh in. This is a point I want to raise right now. I saw some really incredible news Friday and forgot to cover it for whatever reason, because I've covered it so much in the past. It's now come to fruition. But I've covered it so much in the past that even though now it's a big news story, I didn't cover it. But I want to cover it right now. And that's something I'm going to talk about in my speech more tonight, is real threats facing humanity. We defeat the New World Order by realizing just how crazy and out of control they are. It's not just that they're dictatorial people. They also aren't really in control. They're able to blow stuff up, take over, dominate. But they're not really in control of everything. They're trying to get in control of everything, but they're not even in control of themselves. And the U.S. government has decided, with major U.S. universities, to go ahead and start publishing all of the weaponized bird flu, weaponized airborne Ebola, weaponized, you name it, all of the hundreds of different variants of flu, Ebola, all sorts of other nasty nasties. They're going to start publishing how they made it. This is all in defense, of course. Hundreds and hundreds of level 4 bioweapons facilities under the BioShield program, but it's under defense, kind of like bombing Libya is defense, or not even defense, it's peace. It's better than defense. It's not even defending yourself. It's not even violence to drop a 2,000-pound bomb on an apartment building. So it's not war. It's defense research to create, quote, thousands of gallons of liquid death. That was the Baltimore Sun many years ago when they first launched this latest phase in 2002. The latest then, they just launched another one last year to build more of these. And they put level 4 bioweapons labs in level 2 facilities where you just wear a mask and do a swipe card. And they're on the coastlines like Galveston, Texas. I've talked a lot about that. But now, it was like 6-7 years ago, U.S. scientists and Australian scientists separately released their mouse pox finding. And for just a few hundred thousand dollars, any lab could replicate this for humans or any other mammal they wish. And it kills 98 to 99% of the mammals that you tailor it for. So you release this, it kills over 90%. That's 9 out of 10 people on your block deader than a doornail. Go to the police station. That's 90% of the cops or more dead. Go to an auto parts store, 90% of the workers dead. Go to your church, 90% of them dead. You got 10 children, 9 of them are dead. And they've just got all these in level 2 facilities everywhere. But that's not enough. They're going to release, because they had a debate about this, whatever it was, 7 years ago, about the mouse pox. You can look it up. Well, now they're having a debate about weaponized airborne bird flu. We're always hyping how it's going to get you, and the government dug up the swine flu that killed 30, 40, 50 million. They debate how many it killed, and they've spliced all those together. And, oh, don't worry, this bird flu is only killing 80-something percent of people that comes in, you know, contact from their projections. And the airborne Ebola, 90-something, was it 92% they estimate? They got that, and they got weaponized Lyme's disease and weaponized rabies and just everything. Just your tax money building it. And they declassified in 2000. The Marine Corps freaked out and demanded it be reclassified. Marine Corps studies on helicopters delivering different sprays over U.S. populations. And of course, now they have the drones to do that. Even if the military knew what was in the canisters on the helicopters or drones, now it doesn't matter because they'll just have the drones do it. And, you know, this is the type of stuff I'm concerned about, not somebody who might blow up an airplane, you know, every 5 years. Okay, it's scary. It's in movies. They teach me to be scared of it. No, I'm scared of stuff that I saw an article a few years ago. Was it Washington Post, where they admitted a weaponized bird flu of this type is estimated to kill between, they don't know how bad it would get, 500 and 3 billion people. I don't know. 500 million or 3 billion people. I mean, 500 million sounds pretty bad. But you see, is there a group who has been caught in the past who we might worry about releasing something like this? Yes, the global elite that we have running things are a group of people who have been caught over and over again saying they want to reduce world population, saying that they want to do this, and then reemerge from their bunkers with some heavenly new future world without the general ugly public, as they call us. And they're putting big seed vaults underground. They're big DNA vaults of every animal species underground on record. I talk about it 10 years ago and, you know, be called a crazy kook. Now it's just mainstream news. So they're obviously getting ready and considering releasing this. So I can joke around. I can make jokes. I can say, let's get ready to rumble. A lot of that is gallows humor. I'm sorry this is the reality, but it's a fact. And they're clearly proliferating the ingredients and the recipes for this so that when it gets leaked out, they can blame it on research scientists or whatever for the official histories after our population is reduced. And I have to tell you, there is a strong chance, I can't put a number on it, but it is strongly being considered and pre-programmed and pre-tested and beta-tested and rolled out, and the public's being conditioned for a post-human world, a post-civilization world. We're being told how beautiful and wonderful it'll be on Discovery Channel and History Channel, and at grocery stores I go to for 2 years, there's little end caps about the world after humans and magazines and DVDs and books on tape, and oh, it's going to be so cool when we're all dead. So we're just being taught how wonderful it is, and they're building bunkers and building seed vaults, and the elite are all racing to island redoubts with bunkers. I don't know if they're planning to release it. They talk about how they may. Dick Cheney writes about race-specific bioweapons in the September 20th, 2000 PNAC documents. But I think this is a bigger issue than giving up all our rights because Al-Qaeda is so scary. We'll be right back from Orlando. Stay with us. Yeah.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
gentlemen, we are back live here in Orlando, where I'm getting ready to speak to a capacity crowd of over 1,000 people. Thank you for coming out. You're awesome. God bless you. Okay, buddy, you're the host of Free Radicals. Tell folks about the work you're doing and what you think of the Liberty Movement.
Yes, sir. My name's John Kurtz. I'm the host of Free Radical Radio on the Big 810 AM, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8. FreeRadicalOrlando.com is the website. And I'm more of an activist. I consider myself an activist who just happens to have a radio show at the moment. Because I just found this radio show because I found myself getting arrested too much doing other types of activism. I got upset with the police brutality happening in Orlando, so I founded a group called Orlando Cop Watch, OrlandoCopWatch.com, where we'd go out and film police brutality. During one such incident, I was arrested, and they threw me in a cage for a while, so I gave that up. I did a lot of jury outreach, letting people know they had the right to, people on a jury have the right to vote people not guilty if they disagree with the law, and some of my good friends got thrown in a cage for 150 days for doing that kind of outreach. So I decided I was having a family and everything was happening. I need to change directions. So I got the radio show Free Radical Radio, and we talk about liberty issues, local liberty issues, the criminality and stupidity of government, and some of my show prep comes right from your website, Infowars.com.
Well, I'll tell you what's beautiful. I'll tell you what's beautiful about what you're doing is you were having your First Amendment violated, and so you took action. You upped your activism by getting on the air, and that's what everybody should do, and that's what the globalists can't stand. If everybody starts a YouTube channel or gets a local radio show, it's not as hard as you think to get on local radio if you've got passion and talent. I mean, I'm just another average person that got tired of tyranny and took action as well. Tell folks about some of the stuff that's happened here locally to your First Amendment.
Yeah, here locally, for example, at the Orange County Courthouse, Judge Belvin Perry will stick you in a cage for 150 days if you hand out information regarding jury's rights. No jury, no trial, no nothing. Judge Perry will stick you in a cage for 150 days.
Sounds like he thinks he's God.
He does think he's God. You know, this is a guy who he stuck Julian Heichlin in the cage. Well, Julian Heichlin is a great activist, and he actually was on the front lines of the civil rights movement. If Julian Heichlin hadn't done what he'd done, Judge Perry might not be a judge right now. So it's ridiculous. For example, you're not allowed to feed homeless people in Orlando. They throw you in a cage for that.
Yeah, we've all seen those incredible videos, but again, this is tyranny when a judge says you can't give people jury nullification. By the way, we give a packet of that away with every order we have. That's our citizen rule book. That you judge the law as well as the facts.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what juries are supposed to do. It's like northern juries who wouldn't put people that that protected folks. I know, because we're doing the radio show, folks, and some of this wasn't hooked up right. We're barely on air right now, okay? Now, listen, going back, the crowd can't hear us because I'm having to just move microphones back and forth here. The point is that they had people who protected black slaves who were running away, and northern juries would let the people off, even though there were northern laws against helping people, because it's bull. Laws that are unconstitutional and unconscionable are bull. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. We're done playing games. Who is this tyrant judge?
That's Chief Judge Belvin Perry. Many people may know him as the Casey Anthony judge. He's the chief judge of Orange and Osceola counties, and he wrote a judicial order that said you cannot, there is no First Amendment at the courthouse. I will stick you in a cage for 150 days, no jury, no trial, no nothing. You're going to a cage.
Because he's God. We've got to let all these petty dictators know they are not our gods.
Yeah, absolutely. Judge Perry, by the way, is up for re-election, so get out there. Don't let this guy be a judge any longer. He's
a tyrant. And there's judicial tyrants all over the place.
Absolutely. For example, also here, I mean, I was arrested for filming a police officer. The police officer lied, said I assaulted him, stole my camera, destroyed the evidence, and they stuck me in a cage for 30 days.
Well, that's happening all over the place now when another camera tapes it, like when they shot the guy in the back in handcuffs and said he was attacking him, but right, somebody else had videotaped it. That's why they're trying to put people in jail for life now. All right, man. Right. Thanks for talking to
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Yeah, the system is now trying to put people in jail for life. For life. All right, let's kill this other mic now, okay? Let's kill this one. Or I can just get on every one of the microphones here. We can do this. Ah, yeah. Ha-ha. All right, man. It is fun being on the road. This is basically like our beta test here, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to say great job to my crew. Great job to 810, the Big 810 when we're number one, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 to 2 Central here in town. Again, I just want to say great job to all of you, because you are here because you're tired of the tyranny, you're not the system's slave, and you're standing up and saying, we don't have a First Amendment or property rights or a Second Amendment because you give us permission. We got it because it was earned with blood, and it's ours. And anybody that says it isn't our right is a tyrant of the worst order. That means a government, criminal, thug, they're trying to dominate you. And all over this country, I've seen them try to put people in prison for life in Illinois. That's right. In fact, what was the guy's name? First name? Something Allison. Guys, look that up. Illinois man faces life in prison for filming police. Look that up and give me Allison's first name. I keep forgetting it. It's driving me crazy. It's like a splinter in my brain. And the state came down to the county and did an amicus brief saying, yes, we want life in prison for him, taping police towing cars from his house. Okay, it's not wiretapping to tape the police, and it's not anti-police. Police, you are Americans too. You have a Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're there for a reason. They're there to protect your rights and your future as well. All of these cop shows, all these movies I see now because I monitor it, the Constitution is the enemy, and the good guy cops talk bad about the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to turn us against each other. And police, you're the one cramming cameras down our throats all the time in public saying no perception of privacy, and that's true. Then don't put people in jail and try to have kept juries put people in prison for simply exercising their First Amendment. This country is turning into a fascist police state, as I have said for years, and now as Ron Paul has said. And we've got to reach out to the military and the police, who are Americans as well, who are starting to wake up, because they will be the instruments, just like they've been in every other tyranny, against the people. They are the groups that the New World Order plans to use against the population. So we've got to reach out to them, and we've got to work hard while the internet is still free and open to keep it free and open. And we've got to use it now, because they could shut it down with a fake cyber attack or other system. We have got to work now. Just the 1,100 people or so that are here tonight, I can go anywhere in the country and get 1,000, 2,000 people out. That's because, ladies and gentlemen, liberty is popular, and we are the majority, and we have right on our side, and the hoax that is the New World Order is coming down. So I salute all of you for being out here this evening. And I salute Carl, the program director and station manager here, Carl Como. I salute all the talk show hosts and people involved. I've been on a lot of their shows. Great people, Doc Holliday, the Free Radicals folks, everybody. And I salute great local talk show hosts on local AM and FMs across this country, because more and more I'm hearing the message of liberty and awakening and sophisticated political thought that transcends left-right paradigm and gets down to right and wrong, liberty versus tyranny, freedom versus slavery. And we've got to simply put that choice out, and the people will choose liberty every single time. But the battle is on now. The war is on now. For radio listeners, that's about it. We're about to go out and end the show, but I'll be back Tuesday live. Mike Adams, the incredible talk show host, and of course, head of naturalnews.com, will be filling in tomorrow with a big guest lineup, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And I'll be calling in, of course, and shooting video reports from the road that they're going to be playing. I'll be back Tuesday and Wednesday, and then back in Austin, Texas. So that's basically it for this edition. I want to let you guys take us out as we get ready to show the film and give a speech, and I'll have a question and answer. The listeners of Big 810 and others and Infowars.com, I salute you. Yeah. Yeah. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. The ball is in your court. Oh, wow. Yeah. I want you to continue, but I want people to really hear what you just said. Now, for no reason, they put people into mental evaluation. If you get arrested for not paying tickets or whatever and complain and get angry, they will say, you're going into mental evaluation. And now they put you in a file, no judge, no jury, no conviction, and now you can't own guns. This is how they're going to try to get our Second Amendment. Continue breaking this down for people. The judge said, there's nothing wrong with this guy, release him. They don't care, though. You're not going to get a gun because they're God.
Right. Well, it's not only guns. I mean, if I drove a truck for 20 years and every trucking company runs background checks on you. What company, you know, they're going to say, oh, mental defective. Well, they're not going to hire me if I get surgery and could get my physical stuff. That would have stopped me from going back to work. I couldn't do volunteer work with the schools anymore. All because some cardiologist decided that my ideas didn't meet his ideas, you know. So that's
right. Well, they're the high priest of control.
And this has happened since I did your last show. I've got several emails from people that have been put through the same thing. One woman, because she divorced her husband, he was a state trooper, he put her in, and now she's lost all her rights because she had to go for evaluation. It's not just me. But seeing as I got the biggest mouth of everybody, I figured it was a good time to fight this and try to get something overturned. I mean, I've got a lot of emails from people saying, well, you're just your own worst enemy because you're running your mouth. I said, well, somebody has to run their mouth. If George Washington would have run and tucked tail, none of us would be here. Somebody has to stand up.
Well, but he was a mentally ill. Hold on. He didn't like the government. That's mentally ill. You've got to get with the times. Joe Stalin, good. Communist thugs, control, tyranny, good. George Washington, evil. But you just hit the nail on the head right there. People send me emails and say, oh, you need to quit complaining. That's what freedom's all about, is being involved and having an opinion and being engaged and demanding your rights. I mean, these sheep out there really get off on the system abusing them. They love it.
That's why if anybody's also interested, one of the last few, well, I wouldn't say the last, but one of the few honest politicians to ever come out of the state of Tennessee was Davy Crockett, which is also a reason that I chose this hat as a symbol of Tennessee freedom. Anybody doesn't believe, just read Davy Crockett was a guy that lived in the woods, had no formal education, and he went to Washington and actually stood up to Andrew Jackson. I mean, just because Andrew Jackson was from Tennessee, you know, Crockett just said, well, this is wrong, that's right. Simple right and wrong decisions, it's how would you say, common sense? I mean, that's what's lacking.
Yeah, well, they call that Al-Qaeda.
Well, in
Davy Crockett, all that, that's Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, well, this is the, I guess this would be the American Al-Qaeda hat then. Now, I wouldn't,
that's
I wouldn't
it,
go
American
that far.
Al-Qaeda. Which they're now hyping, and again, you keep saying hat. A fraction of our audience is watching at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Most of them are radio listeners, but you're wearing a coonskin, evil, wicked, right-wing extremist, festoonable.
Yeah, because, you know, it's real fur. It's a real animal. An animal gave its life to make my headgear. And, you know, a lot of people don't think about that when they put their shoes on. Or when they go to McDonald's and get those chicken nuggets, no animals were harmed in the making of those chicken nuggets.
Oh, no, I've had people get in. Actually, we bought my son a few years ago a coonskin cap, a real one. And we've even had a few comments of like, oh, my gosh, an animal was killed for that. And I'm like, do you eat meat? Well, yeah. See, it's this disconnected from reality. I was walking on the beach today, and, I mean, every 500 yards we might have seen a little dead jellyfish. And we were walking by these women, and we had our French bulldog. We were walking with the children, and the woman comes over and goes, oh, what a nice dog, and then has this look, and I thought, oh, here it comes. I'm going to get bossed and henpecked somehow, because it's like all the time now. And she goes, you shouldn't be out here. There's jellyfish. And was like, looking at me like I was wrong, and like had some mentally ill look on her face. And these are the people that serve the system. They're like these incredible cowards. They hate men, and they want you to know, I'm going to use the system on you, and I'm going to use safety as a way to one-up you morally and at least – like act like you're warning me. At first, it was like, watch out for jellyfish. And I was, I looked at her and smiled, and I said, I know it's coming because this has happened before. And she goes, should they be out here? There's jellyfish. And like gave me this guilt look like, you bad. I just looked at her very sadly. But it's worse than that. I've been on the Texas beaches, and there's no riptide. There's like a, you know, 1 foot waves coming in. My kids are digging in the edge of the sand, not even in 3 inches of water where waves are coming in. And one time it happened like 10 times in one day. Men, women would walk by and say, they shouldn't be close to the water. They should be wearing, what do you call them, life jackets. And I would look at them. And I mean, last time this happened, my kids were like 5 and 7, and great swimmers. But, you know, the Texas coast, it goes out for like 6 inches deep there in Port Aransas for like 50 yards. And they're on the edge with little waves coming up that are like half an inch deep. And they're digging holes in the sand. And I look at these people like they're crazy. They are. They really believe Al-Qaeda is going to get them when you got a better chance of a deer jumping out in front of your car and killing you, or champagne cork popping wrong and killing you, literally. And they live in this false world where the other humans are bad. They're going to henpeck you. They're going to say you're doing something wrong. And it's usually, I got to say it, what you call liberals, so-called liberals. They're not really liberals. They're like state worshipers. And they want to henpeck you.
It's like a deal of like wanting to prey on the kids, wanting to say the family's bad, wanting to attack the family, wanting to say you're not a good parent. My wife probably now 10 times or more has been in Whole Foods getting organic food, or trying to, and they had trendies come over and say, why do you have 3 children? That's bad for the earth. Like, and then she's supposed to apologize. She just says, what are you talking about, brainwashed? But I mean, this is what we've turned into. Total nation of ninny chicken necks. America is now land of the sycophantic, mentally ill, totally screwed up drug heads on Prozac and Ritalin, visiting totally screwed up shrinks who are waging war against reality. Now, it's a dichotomy. There's those people and then good Americans who want basic liberty and freedom and can skin a buck and run a trot line and who actually work for a living. But I'm sorry, I'm ranting. What do you think about what I just said?
Well, you're right on the button. Can you still hear me? My audio has changed.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we call them safety Sallys. I mean, there's a bunch of little, I don't know who they are. I was fixing to say little old women that sit around.
Oh, wait. You've got terms for them.
Yeah.
Start over. You've got terms for them. Safety Sallys.
Yeah. They sit around, they're like, they sit in their armchair and they sit there and think of ways that you should be doing stuff. You got to do it this way. It's just like when I'm showing a gun online here, did you safety check that? It's like, look, there's a camera. The bullet can't go through that camera and get you. Don't you worry about it. I feel safe with it because I know what I'm doing. I've been messing with these things since I was 8 years old. You know, don't worry about what I'm doing. I'm showing, you know. Anyway, it's little things like that. People, I think they just sit around and watch soap operas all day long and got nothing better to do than think of some ways that they can tell somebody else how to mind their own business. You know, that's where, you know, that's
well,
another
I'm
way
stealing
out
your
of
term.
Control government.
These are armchair Sallys.
Mm-hmm. Armchair
exactly.
Elitist.
This is the nanny state. Well, I've told the story of I had a dog, a lab. He's dead now. He lived about 14, named Helmet. And he climbed out of the fence one time and got hit. And so his leg was paralyzed. They wanted to chop it off. I said no. Most of the feeling came back, but he'd have to swing it to walk. And I'd get henpecked so bad that I had to give him away to folks that had property just so I wouldn't get henpecked so hard. I mean, I got henpecked so hard that I was beating his arm and left stickers in it when I went out that I had to give the dog to my parents that had property because the hens hit me and hit me hard.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
You know, I just saw an article like a week and a half ago that one of the people that's on the Doomsday Preppers that I hear all this hype about, it had his gun taken extrajudicially, so I got him on. And every point he brings up, I start chomping at the bit, because all the points he's making, I can finish the sentence, he can finish my sentence. We've just got him for 5 more minutes and then a break, and then 5 more minutes, and then Sheriff Mack at the 8 after segment's going to be in studio with us. But wow, I didn't know they had a name for it. I'm declaring war on safety Sally's, because they're, and it's men and women, they are always in your face. They always mess with you. They always make stuff up. They never know what they're talking about. And you're just sitting there on the side of the beach, and there's little tiny waves. Your kids are sitting there digging in the sand. They're like, that's dangerous water. That's dangerous water. And you're looking at them going, what? These are the people, if you have a gun in the rack of your truck, even in rural areas now, people can't do that because they call the cops, and the cops respond. Somebody puts a gun in the back of their car to go to the shooting range. Cops get called, even in rural areas. I saw a gun. There's a safety Sally driving through your country area. And the cops respond to the safety Sallys. The safety Sallys think it's illegal. I've seen cases where people are branding cows at a feedlot, and people are driving by and see it and call the police. And the police show up. I've seen cases, famous cases, where somebody's got a rat in their backyard, even in rural areas, in their gardens. They put a rat trap out, and then the government comes and charges them with animal cruelty. And you're like, that's not serious. Yeah, it is. All over the U.S. now, they're announcing. Started in Chicago last year. You can't pack your own child's lunch because the school says you can't be trusted. It's really about them making you buy their GMO food. In closing, in this little segment, the next, where is your case going? Give us your YouTube channel, other tidbits you'd like to point out. But we've got to, that's what the New World Order is a bunch of criminal social engineers with an army of control freak safety Sallys, armchair safety Sallys, who are all dumber than a box of rocks and have the same little gibbering power trip eyes, and they want to henpeck you and henpeck you hard.
Okay. I have gathered an attorney for my personal stuff and maybe another attorney for the civil stuff. I appreciate the donations I've got, but I know it looks like a lot, but when you consider attorneys these days are like $200 to $400 an hour, it's not that much. So on my YouTube channel, I do have a donate link. Anything extra will go to helping fight this for everybody. This is one law that I would love to
use. You know
what
you need donated? Yeah. What you need donated is expertise. There are so many lawyers. There are so many Second Amendment lawyers. There are so many people that could file the paperwork for the filing fee. Now, you have gone to the NRA and others. Have they helped you or not?
The NRA said there was a fund that if my attorney won, they could get out of. I've got attorneys that are doing for the filing fee right now, but we don't know how much things are going to go. It's like just the filing fee is $100. So they're winning $100 with the donation money right there. But I do a daily prepper report, which what I do is basically watch all the news and say, well, okay, things don't look like they're going to go too bad tomorrow. My YouTube channel is DSardy1. It's my first initial, last name, and the number one. You were just covering my favorite one is when we were children, we could ride in the back of a pickup truck in the country, and now that's gone because of the safety Sallys. That's why, you know, what happened to our freedom? What happened to it? It was like,
meanwhile, the safety Sallys, though, meanwhile, they want to make you take deadly vaccines and eat GMO, though.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs Generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung System at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung System works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, the control freaks are destroying every basic liberty in the name of safety, like the state police. We're public safety. And then, oh, safety. There's no Bill of Rights or Constitution or private property rights or free choice if it's safety. Meanwhile, they push an entire agenda that is completely unsafe. We're talking to David Sardi, one of the folks that's on the show or been on the show. Preppers, doomsday preppers. The truth is the doomsday situation is nuclear war. It's solar flare, things like that. We should always be prepared. That's just common sense. The government's prepared, but says that we're kooky to be prepared. And I think we're going to be here after 2012. I think everything's going to be all right if the globalists don't cause a problem. Governments, democide, number one cause of death in the 20th century was government, 260 plus million people. David, what's your view on crises or doomsday scenarios? Why are you prepping?
Well, it goes back to a long time ago. I mean, even when I was younger, I was in the Boy Scouts, you always prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Now, I consider a worst case scenario would be to this country would be an EMP, because everything runs on electronics. The trucks are computerized. And I consider that worst case scenario for us. So I try to lean my stuff toward that. So if I'm prepared for that, that means ice storms and other little, you know, if the Madrid fault goes, I mean, if any of that stuff happens, all the stuff I've prepared for EMP will work just as well for the other. The big thing you have to know is your location. And if you live on the coast of Florida and you're only 2 or 3 foot above sea level, you need to have a bug out plan, okay? If you live next to a volcano, you need to have a bug out plan, you know. And a lot of it is knowing the dangers in the area where you are located. So that's my
advice. I agree with you, and the reason the system hates this, I want to get your take on this, is because any time we start thinking for ourselves and being wily, that's called not being domesticated. They want us just these mindless, domesticated creatures who don't think about threats, because we'll recognize the government's a big threat as well. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. On my daily prepper report, that the highest rated threat to the American people today is the government. It's the viral government. It's like a parasite that's going to consume the host. And that's the biggest threat to our economy and everything today in the whole world, is this viral government, completely out of control growth of the government. And it's not just the federal government. You see, while this dog and pony show for president's going on, most people in the country are ignoring their state and local governments. You got to watch it, because the schools are out of control with their spending. I tried to give my school some ink pens, boxes of pens. Once they had to look at it and make sure it didn't have any writing on it. What difference does it make? I got it out of a landfill. They were throwing this stuff away. Give it to the schools. They couldn't take it because it had advertisement on the pencils. You know, it's stupid stuff like this where we got this viral government going out of control, and the rules and regulations. I mean, they're passing bills that the common person can't even read anymore. I mean, they're like, what, 10-pound documents for a bill on how to build a railroad crossing or something? That's just stupid. I mean, we've got, I don't know, it's just out of control. And
Well, we've got a giant group of bureaucrats who want to just create more and more to make their name, and it just never ends. They've always got new excuses, and they call us extremists because we don't want to be their slaves. And you're right, I saw a big poll out. The American people see the government as the biggest threat, more than, quote, Al-Qaeda. The people are waking up. David Sardi, thanks for joining us. Try to shed some more light on your case because it's happening to hundreds of thousands of others. We'll be back with Sheriff Richard Mack straight ahead.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into hour number three. We've had a jam-packed transmission so far today, obviously. I want to go into a host of issues with Sheriff Richard Mack today. He had one of the most important landmark Second Amendment cases back in the mid-1990s. It was also a Tenth Amendment states' rights case. And the Supreme Court ruled the federal government could not have the waiting period to buy firearms, that it was a restriction on the Second Amendment. Then they just brought in the instant check, which became basically an instant ban. But in that ruling, it clearly states what we already knew. The feds are out of their jurisdiction when it comes to the Second Amendment trying to restrict law-abiding citizens. Now, since then, Sheriff Mack has worked to get sheriffs informed about their duty and the Bill of Rights Constitution. In the old days, when the feds tried to come to your office or business, they brought the police with them. In fact, still in Austin, when I've had the FBI visit before, because they had a subpoena, some idiot was threatening people on the message board or whatever, and they wanted to find the IP address, they had local police with them. ATF once showed up, had local police with them. More and more, they don't have local police. So the entire jurisdiction is being erased, and the feds are now involved in everything they weren't involved in just 20 years ago. The TSA isn't even sworn peace officers, and they're doing things the FBI won't do, going in your pants. The government just created a new agency because they couldn't get the FBI to do things like that. They just hire a bunch of brown shirts that don't know any better. This is a power grab. And now, from Dallas to Boston, there's TSA on the ground coming up and grabbing you and your family. You thought you would just not fly? They're coming after everybody. It's a 10th Amendment power grab. It's a 4th Amendment power grab. And so he had a big event, and over 100 sheriffs showed up, and he wants to start having more of them just to read from the Bill of Rights Constitution, to talk about his book, The Sheriff, America's Last Hope, Ultimate Enforcers of the Constitution, Protectors Against Government Tyranny, America's Last Hope, Brave Oath Keepers, that's the Denver Post. Emerging movement encourages sheriffs to act as shields against federal tyranny. The 100 or so sheriffs gathered in Las Vegas hotel ballroom 2 weeks ago learned that some weighty titles have been attached to their stars they wear on their chest. So it's a condescending thing. Now, you know, making fun of pointing out that sheriffs are the elected people, protectors, that they are the folks that are there to call out the citizens for aid if needed. This is constitutional government, but they make a big joke out of it because the feds are trying to have the states through the cities absorb the counties, which is completely backwards. Ultimate Enforcers of the Constitution, Protectors Against Government Tyranny, America's Last Hope, Brave Oath Keepers, and the sheriffs, including 8 from Colorado, learned that they needed to protect their citizenry from much more than local lawbreakers. In today's world, public enemy number one just might be the federal government. You mean the folks shipping guns into Mexico and blaming the Second Amendment, or caught shipping drugs in? You mean the ones that released in Texas alone? Houston Chronicle reported in 1 year over 200,000 violent felon illegals. They release them and don't even deport them. Yeah, I think the federal government's been taken over and is enemy number one because it's not our government anymore. In today's world, public enemy number one might be the federal government or the out-of-control federal bureaucracy, as organizers of the convention like to refer to it. The person who will stand tall against federal tyranny, even if it means armed resistance, according to the organizers, is the county sheriff. They are so afraid of that, ladies and gentlemen. The whole Warner Defense Authorization Act is about if you take your state back, it says have federal troops come in over the state. This is Texas tried to pass a law saying TSA has to follow the law, can't touch your genitals. And the Fed said, we'll have a blockade of air travel. We'll block physically a blockade, an act of war. That was on the news last year. And it goes on. Total demonization, total panicking of Sheriff Mack that organized it. They hate Mack because he's a go-getter, one at the Supreme Court. He's a good guy. He never talks about violence. That's why he's having to sue the Southern Poverty Slime Center. I want to talk about that with him today because they said he calls for killing cops. And he said, show me for a year where I said that. They said, okay, we'll do a little retraction. Didn't really do it. So he's suing them now. They think they can just do whatever they want. Okay, because they represent the foreign banks taking over this country. Sheriff Mack joins us to talk about this and more today from the InfoWars.com studios. And Sheriff, it is good to have you here with us. Give us a report on your event, the meeting, the demonization, and then we'll get into the NDAA, everything we warned about now manifesting, which gives us more credibility than ever. They're so scared of sheriffs rediscovering their duty as elected representatives of the people. How dare someone at a county level actually follow their oath? This is horrible what you're doing.
Well, Alex, thanks. Sorry I'm not in Orlando with you. I'd love to be there with you. The convention for the Constitutional Sheriffs was absolutely successful. It was absolutely a miracle. All the volunteers felt it. Alex, I'm telling you, this is the good news of what you and I have been working on for decades. This was really a powerful, patriotic, freedom-enhancing convention. It was, again, as you mentioned, my message has been one of peace, solutions, and that, just like you mentioned about my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, this is a way for us to provide, and this is a theme, of course, for all police and sheriffs nationwide, to serve and protect. That's all we're talking about. We simply want our nation's police officers, and of course the sheriffs, who are the only elected police officer in the country, to keep their oath. And if government comes in, and as you've mentioned on InfoWars on your website, when they declare war on Amish farmers who deal in raw milk, and now they want to put these good, honest Americans in prison and jail and destroy their land and farms, who is it that will...
3 years in prison they're facing. That's in the news today. 3 years in prison now for the Amish,
Yeah, and these people have never hurt anybody, and I've been helping Vernon Hirschberger in Wisconsin, who deals in raw milk, and I was on his farm, and I ate a complete farm organic meal with him and his kids, and I drank raw milk in public, and also at our convention with the sheriffs at lunchtime, I had Max Kane bring in some raw milk, and I drank raw milk in front of all the sheriffs, so they could see how stupid this is and how silly. And the comparison that I make there with the raw milk is I compare it to Rosa Parks. And our government just brags now that we don't arrest people anymore for failing to get to the back of the bus. Well, that's a flat-out lie. All we have done is switch it to other people. And isn't it absolutely hypocritical and so stupid that we claim that we don't arrest people for failing to give their seat to a white man, but we will arrest you and put you in jail for 3 years, as you mentioned, for not pasteurizing your milk? And that's how stupid our government has gotten, and that's why I have worked so hard with the sheriff so that they know and understand that they are the ultimate line in the sand. They are the ultimate defense for the people in this country, and there should not be one Amish farmer or any atheist farmer, for that matter, I don't care what religion they are, not go to jail because they deal in raw milk or they don't pasteurize their milk. How absurd can we get? And I even have a compromise that would even allow government to get involved in this issue that the Amish farmers and other farmers are not against. Just simply put a sign in front of the farm stating the same thing that cigarettes say. Warning, this product might be dangerous to your health. What's wrong with that? We put it on the cigarettes, which we know are going to kill people.
Well, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Sheriff, let me stop you right there. We had a big statistics study article that Natural News did just 2 days ago that Mike Adams put out in the Drudge Report link to. And I'm going from memory, but it's regular milk, pasteurized, boiled.
Yeah.
It's not even real milk.
Burned.
Has 150 times 150 times the manure, blood, pus. The big industry wants to cook it so they can give you crud. Raw milk has to be clean and pure. I mean, it's incredible. But shifting gears, this is the key to all this. The reason they're so scared of you is they mentioned here in the Denver Post that when the EPA, when the new regulations, when the bureaucrats try to go on people's property, you know, they're telling sheriffs, you know, don't let them. Well, you're saying make all these new agencies follow the Constitution, be in control of your county, make them check in with you. Right. This gets in the way of Agenda 21 and their plan to come in with the hordes of bureaucrats and eat out our substance. You're trying to reawaken America. You're trying to do something as American as apple pie. Right. And this is like